Okay. I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Tuesday, November 13, 2012, to order. And I'd like to call on Commissioner Straffes to offer an opening prayer.
If you stand, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this day, Father, in this the seasons, Father. And Lord, we just ask you to be with each county employee as they do their jobs today, Father, in this whole week. Father, protect them, keep them safe, keep their eyes open. And Father, just we ask that you help them do their job to the utmost of their ability. Father, we also ask you to watch over all of our active military, police force, and firefighters that are serving the public, Father, not just locally, but across the country and across the nation. Father, be with them, protect them, keep them safe. Now, Father, we just ask you to be with each elected official as they conduct their business this week. Father, you say that if we ask for wisdom, you will freely give it. So, Father, we ask for wisdom as we conduct business. And, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness to us and your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion for approval, accounts payable. You may go through all the checks.
Yes.
Or are you going to read them? But you're going to read them back anyway. I'm going to make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve accounts payable checks number 331187 through 331271. Warrants 5071, 5072, 5073, 5074, 5075, and 5076, and two transfer a journal entry work comp from GCR to assessor's fund and transfer from GCR to assessment fund. The first one is workers' comp. Is that the difference that I'm looking at here, Ray?
I was not paying attention.
I got it. It's a journal entry from workers' comp, which is within GCR to assessor's fund.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. Rick, we have a monthly budgetary report that's scheduled. Do you want to go ahead and make that presentation for where we're at currently in the budget, or do we want to move right into the public hearing for? Why don't you come forward and have a chair at the microphone, if you will. And I'm going to call upon you to conduct what we have scheduled as a public hearing on the proposed budget, which, as I understand, is really a formality to start the process, but I'd like you to address that, and the floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Let's address that first. In 5545.1 says that there will be a public hearing conducted by the budget officer or the county commission to start that, and doesn't say anything else except that we are going to conduct that meeting. That's what this would serve as. I think it's a good time for us to kind of look at schedule. You guys have had the budget request for some time now, and I know that that's a big, lengthy thing, and you're busy as can be with other things, but we probably need to try to schedule some time, and it's probably more difficult for you as a commission, since it's two of you, at least two of you, preferably all three, than it is for me.
I would, and to inform the public about the process, if the budget that is turned in is questioned or reduced by the county commission, then there is an appeal process that they come back and visit with us on.
Anytime you reduce any budget, and I don't know whether it says department or whether it says fund, but I think we've taken it to be department. Anytime you reduce any department's fund or budget, they have the right to a hearing before you.
Right, and I want to make that perfectly clear, because we had a case or two last year where they felt like that they didn't get the chance to come back, and we actually, you know, had to make that correction. So I want to make that perfectly clear that they have the option to come back. So.
Right.
Let me read that specifically, if I can. It's also contained within the statute, section 5, subsection 1, that you just read. It says, whenever the budget officer recommends any decrease or reduction in the estimate of any department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county, he shall give special notice to the officer or agency of the decrease or reduction, and the officer or agency is entitled to be heard thereon by the county commission. And, in fact, we will all adhere to that. Rick, your point's well taken, and I'm hopeful that in the next few minutes we can come up with a schedule. Do you have a calendar with you?
I do have.
And I've got one in front of me. I know that Monday, and we won't be returning until Tuesday of next week, is the MAC annual conference. What's the possibility of Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving as our first day?
That is entirely up to you all. I would be here.
You what?
I would be here if you need me to be, yes.
What I'm going to try to do is to schedule 10 days here prior to, and what I'd like to shoot for is prior to December 20th, so that we can, in fact, give 10 days notice, have the budget document compiled in a form that the public can look at. If not, then we're going to have to pick a time that's in January, which we did last year. But if not, let's move to the following week.
Well, prioritizing who comes forward on their budget.
I'm not talking about having anyone present with us. It will be us that's discussing and making decisions on revenues compared to expenditures.
All right, that's fine.
And then sometime in December, we'll meet with the elected officials and department heads. Does that sound reasonable?
I think that's the way to go. I think you need to make the decision as to where we want to be. You may say, well, you know, I mean, it's possible, not likely, but you might say, well, we'll just grant all these requests. And then just go forward. We would need to have a meeting with anyone, Danny. I don't suspect that's going to be the case. And I think we're going to have to make some reductions in requests. And if we can make the decision as to where we want to be in the final total expenditures, then we can make the decision as to who we need to visit with, I think.
What about the last week of November? That's the 26th through the 30th. Nikki, can you give me an idea of how busy we are with county commission that morning? Maybe we can just schedule a half day for commission and start the budgetary process then, and then work that entire week?
We can put that in.
Here's, sir.
Tuesday will not work for me. Otherwise, I will be fine on that week.
But that doesn't mean there's not 100 things that we
can do. You guys could do it, but I just wanted you to know I won't be able to be here.
Okay.
That's good.
Here's my question. You said the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
That's next week, next Wednesday.
Okay. Is that the week that we go to MAC?
Yes.
Okay. When we go to MAC, is there any of the pre-meetings, because we come back on a Tuesday evening?
Yes.
Or a Wednesday evening?
Tuesday evening.
I didn't know whether some come back Wednesday morning or whatever, but we come back on Tuesday. So I have no problem with it, other than because it's the three commissioners, and Rick said he was available. But I just want to make sure, because I know you guys have meetings sometimes that stretch out through the period of time. Because does yours run through Sunday through
Tuesday?
Sunday through Tuesday, okay. because I was thinking Monday through Wednesday, and I'm sorry for that, but I knew that it was a...
It's over around, I think it's around noon or so, noon or 1 o'clock, I can't remember exactly, on Tuesday is the last speaker.
I'm fine with whatever you guys want to do.
That's what Chris Rogers is, the president of the National Association of Counties. That's what he's going to address. And I'm introducing him, so I need to be there for that.
Yes.
But anyway, let's look at the last, is the 26th through the 30th. I've got one meeting, but we'll cancel that. So let's start Monday afternoon, shall we say 1 o'clock?
Okay.
On the 26th, be the three commissioners and Rick. We'll work through the figures that you have already given us. We will establish, hopefully, what our anticipated revenues are going to be. I'm just giving us some things to shoot for the various funds.
Are you going to meet for the rest of that afternoon?
Yes.
Ron, could I, and you guys need to make this decision, but I know when I first came into office as a new elected official, I was invited to those meetings, even though I had no decision-making powers at all in those, and it was really helpful to go through those. You have a new commissioner coming in, and I would think he might really appreciate the invitation, whether or not he'll be able to be here or not, because I'm sure he has other things to do. But you
I
might
talked to
think
Brandon at
that.
The event the other night with Laura Bush and told him as soon as we had this meeting today, I would furnish him with a schedule, and he's invited to take part in that process.
Fantastic. I think it's a good idea.
So let's do that, and then let's turn over and take a look quickly at December. I'll be out on the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, but I can work the 3rd, the 4th, and the following week, and hopefully if all goes well, that will be the week that we meet, maybe that Monday, Tuesday. Why don't we schedule, if everybody agrees, our county commission days on Monday, half a day,
okay,
for the 3rd and the 10th. Meet the 3rd and the 4th, and then that following week, and hopefully we'll... Hopefully we'll have a document. Does that sound all right?
That's fine with me.
The 4th, would you like it in the morning?
I'm sorry?
The 4th, which is...
Yes, we'll start
Tuesday.
Process. It'll be an all day.
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Ms. Adar, do you guys want to start 8:30 or 9? What's your preference here?
Yeah.
Because we're going to go all day.
Yeah, 8 o'clock will be fine.
Is that all right, Rick?
That sounds good to me.
Fine.
I think that'll give us a good start.
And so there's no misunderstanding with the public that with a new commissioner coming on, that lets us run into January for final approval of the budget to... is it January the 20th, or is it the end of
it's,
the
it's
month?
It's late. I know it's like the last week of January.
I knew it was a time frame, but you guys can...
I think it allows that. I don't know that it is necessary. I mean, I would prefer to have a budget finished and ready at the beginning of the year, and if we get them coming in, be ready.
Right. I just want to make sure that the public knows that, because there's been other situations where it has been of question, but the statute allows... So.
Yes, it does.
We should also receive our final monthly sales tax dollars within that first week of December, which will give us a handle on where we're at. I believe we're going to be flat. We're up, what, 8? tenths of 1% right now.
Let me address that, Ron, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
That kind of goes along with the monthly budget report. And if you guys have looked at that, we were up last month. And looking at previous years and just taking the lowest that we ever had in December, we will be flat. That will be a little more than what we actually budgeted last year, probably $100,000 or something like that. But we have also, right now we're spending at a rate that's a little more than what we expected and anticipated. We may come in with a balance forward close to where we're at this year, but I would guess we're going to be down.
When we talk about the expenditure for what we're going to be paying on this roof, and if, in fact, we do something with managed print services, that could be an equal amount.
There's several things we've had like that, and as you and I have talked before, if those are capital expenditures or expenditures that only happen one time, like the roof, we don't expect that to happen at least for another 10 years. And so those, when our balance is reduced because of those, that's okay.
I agree. I'd like to welcome our newest member of the media. Evan, help me with how to pronounce your last name.
Fritchley.
Evan Fritchley. Rick, do you have anything else?
Not unless you guys have questions about the monthly budget report.
Is there any member of the public that's here, since, in fact, this is a public hearing to kick off the preparation of the budget? No? We'll conclude it then.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Specifically, put at the end of 919, we concluded the public hearing. University of University of Missouri Extension update. Crystal, I'm sorry.
No problem. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
On what we've done, and so, you know, each month we've had a...
Crystal, could we have you either sit here or we'll furnish you with a microphone? That way the public can hear you. Thank you very much.
Each month we have a county council meeting, and what Nellie and I have started doing as the specialists in the office, putting together a reaching out report. It kind of helps our council know what we've done throughout the month. And then, you know, our intent is that we'll share it with you as well. And if you have suggestions for programming and or questions about what we're doing, that we're available to you for that. So I just wanted you to be aware of what was presented in the county, kind of what we both participated in throughout the month of October. And also some upcoming workshops, which are important. And the one I wanted to mainly point out, we are going to do an introduction to Microsoft Excel 2010. We're going to hold that here at the Taney County Computer Lab on December 14th from 9 to 4. The cost to citizens will be $60. That will not include a book. They will buy that separately, not through the University of Missouri Extension. And they can contact anybody can contact our office at 417-546-4431 for any additional information. And a press release will go out very shortly regarding that. We just got that scheduled today with the county. So that's really exciting. It'll be our first computer workshop here. And also, you know, county employees will be able to come as well at no charge. And that's for, you know, allowing us to use the facility in the computer lab. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to mention that we are accepting nominations for our Taney County Extension Council. Those are due by December 1st in our office. I'm going to leave some forms, consent to be nominated here as well, so people can pick those up, and then we can get them back to our office. I also wanted to mention that our office was awarded an extension SOS, Spark Your Space, just kind of a fun award, but it goes right back to the county council and the commission for being so supportive in renovating our building. So it was really a prize for updating our office space. So it was just a recognition, really. We got a nice picture of Mizzou, but just the recognition I thought was, you know, really great, and it says a lot about, you know, what you helped us do with our facility, and we were really proud of it. So we shared that, and it paid off. And then another, my last thing I wanted to mention here, we are short nutrition's associate. So they are the ones that go into the schools and provide the nutrition education. They also provide it to adults, you know, in at the OCAC, just different places that they provide nutrition education. And that spot has been vacant for a couple of months. And so right now those schools are not getting serviced. And so we have a job posted. That posting, as you can see, will end on the 15th of November, and then we will move forward with the hiring process and get them in before the end of the year so that then we can start making sure that we get all of the schools here in Taney County serviced with that nutrition education. And if they have any questions, again, there's a link to the job posting if people want to visit our website. They can do that, or they can call our office too, and we could forward them the link. So,
okay.
And with that, I'll open it up to questions that you might have.
What's the phone number that the public would need to call?
417-546-4431.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. When did when did that process, the nominations stop?
December 1st. They all need to be turned in, so we're running out of time, yeah. It's getting there fast, and
yeah.
We don't really have a lot of, you know, a good pool, I would say, yet. So I encourage people to, you know, put
their
name
in. Does it break down by township, or does it break down by?
It breaks down by Eastern, Western District.
By the commission district.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you need more of one side or the other?
Actually, it's kind of even this
okay.
year. Yeah, it is actually really even. We've had a few people move that are going to, you know, we're going to vote to stay on and, mm-hmm. and fill positions that they've moved, actually. And then the lines were redrawn, and I think that changed maybe one person. I encourage people, though, to, you know, if they want to have a say in, you know, how programming gets decided on.
The computer lab that you're having,
mm-hmm.
it's a service to the citizens.
It is.
So they're supposed to call, register, and then Nikki, we're going to have to help coordinate with Melissa. Maybe down about we get six spots. Is that what we get?
Yes.
Five spots.
I believe it was six.
I couldn't remember. So
I think it was six.
Yeah.
And so what we need to do is just let, if you want to send it out or create something, and we can send out to everyone. It's first come, first serve, but we have those spots available for county employees.
Yeah, and we'll be sending out a press release.
Okay.
Nellie will be sending that out, and so she will get that to everyone, and then I'll make sure that we specifically get it to Nikki, too, so that she can help coordinate.
And the county employees are going to register with you that way?
Yes.
No one goes through our system?
Yeah, no, it'll all be handled through our office. But, yes, six for the county employees. And
I think it's a great tool. I mean, that way we're utilizing our lab, and our employees are getting trained, so it's wonderful.
Yeah. And we're excited, you know, to be able to provide the service in a computer lab, you know.
Right.
That's kind of a centralized location that, you know, everybody can come to. And we've had a lot of requests for the Excel class and even the Word class.
Okay.
So we're going to try to make sure that we adhere to those requests.
You mentioned the nutritional expert that works with the school.
Uh-huh.
Is that in coordination with the cooperative effort between the state and the extension office, or because the state has a set of nutritional guides also?
They fall under the Food Stamp Act. So they are funded through the Food Stamp Act.
Okay.
So, yeah, they are a state cooperative, you know, as well as really what our role as the Extension Office is we provide them with an office. Oh. And then they are an Extension employee as well.
So they visit, and that's been vacated. The position has been vacant for...
Since August, I believe.
Since August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So we're looking forward to getting that filled as soon as possible, and definitely before the end of the year, so we can get somebody in and, you know, the last part of the school year, make sure that we're able to get somebody in there.
Now, is that a posting through the Job Council, or how does that work?
It's actually a posting through the University of Missouri Extension website.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And I know we've put it in the papers as well, and I think they've gotten a pretty good response on it.
Okay.
So.
And do you, how's the interview process work?
I have a meeting on Friday of this week in Springfield to meet with the coordinator of the food nutrition program, because I have that same question. I want to make sure that hopefully, I, as the county program director, will be on that hiring committee,
right.
Is my hope.
Right.
I know that's how it's worked in the past in other counties. And so that's why we're meeting, is because I specifically want to ask, you know, who is going to be involved from our county, because we definitely want somebody, whether it be me or even our county council chair. You know, that would be fine, too.
Right.
But it really... They really have a huge role in the image that we portray, you know, and they are in those schools, and they really are impacting, you know, people's lives, and so we want to make sure that we have somebody that, you know, we feel is conveying the best image. You know?
So this is strictly Taney County and not a duplicate. Or multiple county.
No, they are unique in that they are strictly Taney County.
Okay.
And so Stone County has their own nutrition associate is what they're
okay.
called.
Okay. So
and Christian County has their own. Yeah. And okay. It's really because there's so much to cover in one county, because they are responsible for so many schools in the
right.
county.
Right.
And not just schools, but other organizations as well.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, it's a really, I think it's a vital position in our county, you know, that we need to make sure that we got filled. And actually, even though it's November, the process has gone pretty fast, you know, to have someone gone and then everybody kind of regroup and, you know, get the job posting just up in itself. You know, when you go through a university process, it takes time. So it's really been a pretty fast process. So... And then you do have a handout on VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Nellie's really doing a lot of work in preparing for that. She did have an interview spot with CARES EK, just asking for volunteers. I think she may have enough, but if anyone's interested, they can always call and double-check, again, at our office. So she's really getting that program together, and they're having meetings and getting ready to kick that off, and so I'll be leaving some of those here at the courthouse as well, to make sure that people can get that information to the phone numbers to call in order to set up appointments, because it's in several counties. So,
and you start that process of actually working on that. Is it usually around the 1st of February, because you have to wait to a lot of people have to wait till those forms come in or their
mm-hmm.
own filing? So, is it like a 1st of February? Program.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Is that the way you schedule it?
Yes.
Okay.
So we don't start taking appointments, in January. And we do get a lot of people that start calling in January want to schedule an appointment, and we don't.
Right.
Yeah.
I see that you have that on there, but I just wanted to make it
public.
Aware. Public.
Could you give me that date, Ron?
January 14th, it says, is when you'll start taking calls.
Okay, so it will be this year, I guess, in January 14th, that we'll start taking calls to schedule. But, I mean,
first
right
January,
after Christmas,
yeah.
I mean, people, you know, they're ready to get the year over with, and
right.
so they start calling. And so January 14th, we'll start making those appointments. And, again, it's been a really great great program. I don't know, when we talked about it last time, we were up here, and Nellie, you know, asked again for your support. And at that point, I don't think we were aware that we were not, as a university, actually rewarded the IRS grant to help support the program. So that was a significant loss of funds, and a lot of that went to our county because we do that program very well in the Southwest region. So we got a lot of that funding. And so that was very unfortunate that as an organization as a whole, it wasn't just our county, we did not get the funding. And I know people in Springfield as well didn't get it, you know, other organizations that provide the VITA program. And so we are, you know, talking with other people about, you know, sponsorship and things like that, because we lost significant funding, and it, you know, to supplies and things that we need, we're not going to have as much support from the university as we've had in the past. So.
Go ahead.
How do you do that whenever you talk about, is it local businesses, co-ops, who provides the support needed other than what the county would provide as a service through your budget process? But what, how do you determine or approach? Is it your electrical co-ops and your different things that support those?
We've actually never had to approach anybody for the VITA program, because we've always had that grant to rely on. And especially last year, we were able to hire a part-time person to coordinate all the facilities and just kind of help things run smoothly, because we service so many people. So we've never had to do that before. We did have one business step forward and ask us if there was anything that we needed. And so VITA was the first program that we said, yes, we do. You know, we would like support if you are willing to give it. And so we'll see how that goes. I don't know.
So what I'm basically asking you is you or some staff member or something would wait for volunteers, or would you approach co-ops and things like that? Because they're involved in so many programs like that as mm-hmm. far as...
I think now that we didn't receive the grant 1 year, things will be looked at much differently. Uh-huh. And so we'll take probably a more proactive approach on making sure that program is funded and not just, you know, hoping that we always get this grant. Again, it's the first time since we started the program we haven't gotten that grant. And so I think it was just, you know, and trying to regroup and, okay, how are we going to handle this? The university is this year, you know, going to help as much as they can in filling that gap. And so they're trying to find, you know, money in their budget as well to help, you know, fill that gap. But then in upcoming years, I mean, we're going to have to think proactively. And I would assume, yes, probably the co-ops would be one that we would look to. They've always been very supportive of our programs in the past. And then, you know, some private businesses will, you know, obviously be helped by the fact that these people are getting their income taxes done and keep the money in the county. And so that would be a, you know, a reason or an incentive for a business to, right. you know, want to help the program.
And it was over $1,000.
It was about $6,000 that our county lost.
I mean, it was over 1,000 applicants that
yes.
had their taxes.
It was
this process,
over 1,200, so I believe,
over
last 1,200. Year.
Mm-hmm. So it's very.
And five. I think it was $5.4 million in economic impact.
Right.
So it's a huge, huge impact. And so we were very disappointed, of course, that we lost that grant. But we feel confident that, you know, with that kind of impact, that, you know, everybody will it will be supported okay. in years coming. And this year, for sure, we're no problem. We're ready to go, even though we didn't get that grant. And I think, you know, for the coming years, we'll just be, like I said, more proactive.
Okay.
So, any other questions? I'd be happy to answer. If not,
Jim?
I appreciate you.
No question. Thank you, Crystal,
okay.
very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks. Next agendized item is agenda request review. Nikki?
We don't have anything new, but I did add one little note down at the very bottom. Had a couple of different departments ask.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
There's a note down at the very bottom.
Yes, I see.
Several departments have begun asking.
You know, perhaps they need to ask since the county has not voted for the day following Thanksgiving. I know that the state has declared it a state holiday for state employees. Mm-hmm. But if the county is going to follow suit with that, we need to take action on it.
Isn't that in our handbook?
I believe it's already.
We just have to vote on it. It's in the handbook that way, right?
It's not a state holiday until the governor declares it.
Right.
And then it's not a state holiday for counties unless the county declares it. Now, if we have that in our handbook.
I believe it's.
It already states that.
I believe.
Then we're okay.
I think we follow the state. But I do know that they have a holiday or that we do not take off. If you need it in the form of a motion.
If you think we need to. I don't think we've done it in the past, but.
Are you trying to say that it's in the. If it is, I don't have a problem.
The day after Thanksgiving, yes.
What do we normally. We normally get Christmas Day off. Is that what we normally.
Yes.
Just Christmas Day.
And that falls on a Tuesday.
We've
had several offices ask, are we going to do anything different for Monday? If so, we need to notify the public.
I understand. Pull that for me, Don, if you will, regarding the day after. Gentlemen, want to do something different on for this request?
I'd like to think about it, if I could, and just if you would put this back on, put it on the agenda for maybe Monday. What is today? Today's Tuesday. Thursday.
Okay.
Just leave it on the agenda. That gives me a couple days for us to talk about it.
On this request, or actually place it on the agenda.
Yeah, good question.
Place it on the agenda because we'll have to make a decision quick enough for the public to actually know.
Put it on the agenda for Thursday. I mean, I'm leaning to make it a. We just got to think about the options here. It's either paid or unpaid holidays, what we got to talk about.
Well, mine is a half day or a full day on the thing. My option is because I don't want our. People that live out of town trying to drive and long distances. And
well, see, my thing is, it's either all for me, it's all or nothing. Well, let's just put it on Thursday and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On number 6 and number 7, I have a meeting today with individuals from those groups to discuss that. Remind me, Nikki, is that at 2:30?
That's correct.
Thank you.
But that's not a posted, agendized item.
No, it was. I had asked to meet with some individuals so that we could talk about, and then I could bring information back to you on what their thinking was on dates.
Right.
On top of that, I had a discussion with the city administrator from Branson the other night at the Laura Bush event. Mm-hmm. He suggested taking that a step further and having a sit down with cities and schools as well to get an overall feel for where everybody's going to be and where they're headed, which would work well in the scheme of things, at least as far as putting meetings together and discussions on where we're going to be, where anybody else is going to be,
right.
Prioritizing, et cetera, which I think is a good idea. But what is number 5?
That's just the legislative partnership that we're members of. They set their priorities every fall. And they're asking for us to either make suggestions or adopt what they've suggested.
That's something we need to agendize, or
we have in the past.
Or do we want to have a discussion about
it? We probably have a discussion about it. It can be Thursday, it can be next Monday, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't take but 10 minutes or so.
Well, we won't be here on Monday.
That's right. Let's do it Thursday, because I think they need it by the end of November, don't they?
Yes.
Well, you're
and I know our legal updates first thing Thursday, so it'll be after that.
Uh-huh.
All we're going to do is make a decision as to whether or not we're going to add anything to what
correct.
Their list is,
Five minutes.
Correct?
Yes.
Can we get from them what their priorities are currently? I do? Okay.
Yeah. So you'll put that on the agenda for Thursday?
Correct.
Nikki, this is not an agendized item now, but what I would like for you to do is put a note on there for when we have our state representative, is it Betsy, or the state representative from MoDOT, that comes forward with an update on their...
Bashala.
I would like to have some kind of an answer on possibility of the veterans sign that I've been pushing for some time. I mean, this last week is a very, you know, promotional week for Branson. I don't want to let that, because that's over with, let this other thing get thrown on the back burner. I want to see that this thing's done, and we need the state to allow us to use some of their signage availability.
Right.
So that's. I know she comes once a month, but it's been a couple of weeks since she's been here, maybe three. So she's coming. We need to make a phone call. And I know their commission only meets what, four times a year.
Beth Schaller.
Cool.
With MoDOT.
And I think it'll have to be through approved through their commission, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they only meet four times a year, don't they? Quarterly.
I don't remember. I thought it was monthly, but the four times they spend money. It's
yeah.
Some, they have some strange rotation.
Right.
I don't.
But anyway, that's
right.
What I don't want to let this drop through the put on the back burner.
Gotcha.
I just don't want it to do it.
Do you want to add it back to the request item?
The request.
When's Beth coming back?
A couple of weeks.
Just put on her if you want to make a list. We that's the conversation we need to have it with her.
Yeah.
So if we just make sure it's on the discussion
but
with her, let her know
her
that we're going to have that discussion when she's here. She can be prepared for it.
Okay.
John, are you here for a specific item this morning?
I had an update for the commission regarding some depositions that were taken yesterday. I'm not on the agenda for that.
Do we have...
We'll have to take a break and do it individually.
No, well, we have executive sessions scheduled later if you're talking about something legally, and maybe we could bring you in at that time.
I didn't know if you gentlemen would like to have an update where we're at with that process or not. Just wanted to offer that. And then the agreement with the Masonic Lodge, I was wondering if that was going to be an agenda item for the meeting.
It's on the list here.
It's between you guys and the Masonic Lodge.
Yeah,
John, we will be finished late morning. Two things. If you could come in during our executive session, be a part of that meeting so that you can talk to us about the case that you're involved in. And number two, if you and I could sit down, I've mentioned that before, and I know that we've been unable to get together and chat. Maybe following this meeting, would that be possible? Probably, I'm guessing, 11-ish, 11:30?
Probably 11:15, yeah.
We will, if we can get a hold of you, we'll get back a hold of you when we're going to start exec session. That'd save you some time. Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you.
Nikki, anything else? The one thing that I would suggest is if we do not finish EEZ business today, that we schedule it as soon as possible, which would be this Thursday. If we do finish, then obviously that would be a moot point. And... that's all I can think of.
Okay.
Executive session minutes.
Motion to approve the executive session minutes dated. And I didn't get them in order, so I hope they're in order. One second here. Yeah, October 15th A, October 15th B, October 15th C, October 18th, October 25th, October 29th, and November 1st. with corrections and changes, because there is some few in there.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Executive Commission minutes dated October 15A, 15B, 15C, 18th, 25th, and 29th, and November 1st with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have airport generator listed on the agenda.
Yes, I just put that on the list. The when Taney County took over the responsibility of the Taney County Airport, there was a generator that the CFO left for us to either use as a backup. It's not been touched since we took it over. Mark Parent reviewed it and says that he believes with minimal cost it could be updated or overhauled or refreshed and then moved closer to the terminal. It's in a hangar right now. And his thought was, with Mark Riss looking at different ways for backups, a generator would be a great tool. And he thought it could serve the terminal well. The question would be, can we expend some resources, such as, I know we have a maintenance guy that could look at it and then give an estimate of what it would cost to fix it and then what it would cost to move it.
And once we do that, Jim, I think there's, and I don't know whether that lies within what the judicial facility had, but there are some registered reports that you have to kick that on periodically. It has to be in use at least once a month or every.
I think we have ours on a monthly cycle right now. We run them on every month.
So we could actually tie that in
to the maintenance cycle.
With this other thing, once we get it started and make sure that everything's functional.
So we just want to have Randy send one of the guys out there to look at the generator and give an estimate of what it costs to get it up to speed. I mean, Mark's not sure if there's something major wrong with it, but we don't want to spend a bunch of money.
Right, we need an estimate. First.
Right, we need estimates. So,
Randy, if we get somebody that can do that,
we have a generator out in Taney County Airport that hasn't run in a while, and we needed to see what it would take to get it to run, and then what it would cost to move it closer to the terminal for a backup scenario. It's right now sitting in a hangar. It came with the airport, and the airport used to use it on the other hangar on the other end of the airport.
We need first and foremost to find out if it can be refurbished. If it can, then maybe it can be utilized.
That's right. That's the. I told Mark that I would submit that to you guys for review. So
you'll take care of that for us, Randy. Thank you.
All right,
gentlemen. I think we can stand in recess until 10 o'clock, which is the next series of business that we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Excellent.
Orders of business. So we'll stand in recess until 10 a.m.